Paul, many congratulations. An excellent victory for Chesterfield today. Thoughts on what you've seen?
I just thought we played well. I thought I was lucky enough to be able to watch Barnsley last week, and obviously because they win, you know, you feel they'll play the same way. So it's great as a manager when you can watch someone, because you feel like you know what they're going to do. Still difficult to stop. You know, Daniel have obviously watched us on Saturday at Crewe and Nailfield. So we always felt it would be more a case of fine margins. I thought out of possession today we were very good, because Barnsley are a free scoring team at the minute with a lot of threats in the team, and we restricted them to very, very few chances, and that was the pleasing thing about the game.
Barring the last few minutes, I mean, you've built quite a platform of solid defending, haven't you, as a team in the last two or three weeks?
I think it's important that we're trying to get, you know, because what happens with a defeat or two, it's the clamour for change, and we've got to fix things, and Everton's got to, and at a club like ours, we've got to make sure we take small steps forward. We're not a Sheffield United, we're not a Barnsley. Doesn't stop us trying to beat them, doesn't stop us trying to be above them in the league. But especially with our support, we've got to make sure that when we go into the market for players, it's to make us better. And our clamour for change must come with quality rather than quantity.
Well, you had the difference maker today. I mean, two super finishes, weren't they, from Owen Doyle, scoring again in the league?
I just think he's in that vein of form. Owen, now that you can see yourself, his second goal's magnificent. It's an absolute... First goal's not a bad goal at all. But yeah, the second goal's absolute quality. And, you know, the kid's doing really, really well. And it's not just about his goals. His all-round ethic towards the team. You know, later on, you'd ask him to play right side of midfield for 5 or 6 minutes. He doesn't even look sideways at you. You go and ask a top striker in the country to play right wing for 5 minutes for the sake of the team, and they probably throw the shirt at you. You know, Owen's not like that at all.
It says a great deal about it, perhaps his mentality and his confidence, because I suppose the goals could both be described as deadly finishes. I mean, that was very clinical, wasn't it?
Do you know, when I brought him in last year, and even against Yeovil, Crewe, certain games when teams get many men behind the ball, it's not easy to win. Do you know, we're a good side when teams come on to us. And we thought Barnsley would come on to us. We think some of the other teams. When teams get set behind the ball to defend against us, we're not as effective, because we don't put balls in the box quick and try and bomb teams and steamroll teams. But we're trying to have a philosophy at our club to play good football and to entertain our fans. And I think at the minute, as we get to this stage of the season, I think they'll say the school report says we're doing okay.
You played pretty well in recent weeks, but the wins haven't come. So to have that winning feeling tonight...
Great. As a manager, you'd always want to win, because you feel it. People will tell you, you haven't won for this, and then I'll say, oh, we haven't lost for 4 games. And everyone dresses things up how they want. You know, the facts are that we're in a very difficult league. Every week's a strong challenge. And if you're not at your game, it's hard to get results, so we'll enjoy our win tonight.
Final one. Between now and the next time we see you, the loan window will have come and closed. Are you going to do anything?
Yeah, why not? I'll be in the market. I'll speak to our chairman now and tell him I'm bringing players in. Listen, we'll just wait and see, you know. We know we've needed another striker for a bit, you know, because when Owen doesn't score, you know, the likelihood is we haven't been winning games. And it's something as a manager, when you know your problems, it's good. But can you solve them? Can you solve them with the money available? And, you know, one thing I'll never do as a manager, even when we're not doing so well, is complain about what you haven't got. What I've got, and I'm lucky enough to have, is to be in charge of a fantastic football team.
The other side of things, though, I mean, on the defensive selection point of view, it looks a lot healthier now, and Talbot and Hurd aren't too far away.
They're good lads coming back, you know yourself. These are established footballers of a good pedigree, and not only that, the work ethic around the building. See, because football's not about Saturday afternoons, it's about Monday to Friday. And if you do the right things from Monday to Friday, Saturdays will take care of themselves. And what happens nowadays in football, too many people don't want to work hard enough from Monday to Friday. We don't have many people, well, I don't think we have anyone at our club like that, so they'll just go back into the fold like everyone else, and we'll keep moving forward in this very tough division doing our best.
I wonder, and the final point from me, that because you do have strength in numbers there to a point when they do return, could they perhaps build their fitness up elsewhere on loan?
You could need mines as well, can't you? Maybe generate a bit of money for a striker. You're in the wrong job, Andy. Thanks very much.